Terror suspect Faisal Shahzad has waived his right to a speedy arraignment. That means it could be a while before Shahzad sees a judge for the first time. WNYC's Elsa Chang takes a look at the potential legal costs for Shahzad and the potential legal benefits.
Federal prosecutors first announced Shahzad would be presented in court on Tuesday, but he never appeared. The government says that's because he's been cooperating with investigators. Usually defendants appear in court within 48 hours of their arrest. Defense attorney Ed Wilford says if the government detained Shahzad too long without presenting him in court, a judge could later find that prosecutors violated his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, especially if it turns out he didn't have a lawyer with him during much of the interrogation.
When you allow instances such as somebody to be held incommunicado without contacting a lawyer, not being presented to a judge, then you defeat the ability of individual constitutional rights to occur.
The government still hasn't confirmed whether Shahzad has a lawyer now. But some legal experts say putting off Shahzad's first court appearance wouldn't harm his case that much. Fordham Law professor Jim Cohen says there's already a mountain of evidence against Shahzad. At this point, a speedy arraignment wouldn't do him much good anyway.
What does he get out of it? He comes to court in front of the judge. The judge says, I need to tell you what your rights are. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, I'm going to appoint one to represent you. You know, the standard stuff. But what does he get from that?
Keeping Shahzad out of the courtroom for now, so he has more time to talk to investigators, may actually work in his favor. Columbia law professor Dan Richmond says the delay could lead to a lighter sentence on one condition.
If he can really give effective cooperation to the government that enables him to show that he's done something to offset planning his horrendous acts.
But if Shahzad and his lawyers decide later to challenge the government's use of anything he's confessed to now, it'll be up to prosecutors to prove Shahzad was cooperating voluntarily. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.